From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia will respond if its interests in Ukraine are attacked. In an interview to the TV channel Russia Today, he insisted that an attack on a Russian citizen would equal an attack on the Russian Federation. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the United States cannot run the show in each and every part of the world, adding that Washington's ready-made solution would not fix a crisis it does not understand. He also said if interests of Russians have been attacked directly, like the war in South Ossetia, for example, I do not see any other way but to respond in accordance with international law. A government in Kiev has expressed concerns that Russia is planning a military invasion to eastern Ukraine, while Russia has been amassing thousands of troops at the border. The Kremlin insists its troop movements are within the bounds of international law.
And the U.S. State Department is urging the Russian government to free an American journalist who is being held by pro-Russian separatists in the east of Ukraine. Simon Ostrovsky was detained earlier this week along with five other reporters. U.S. President Barack Obama has begun his four-nation Asia trip with a strong statement of support for Japan over islands that are at the center of a territorial dispute with China. In an interview with a Japanese newspaper, Mr. Obama affirmed that the islands are covered by America's bilateral defense treaty with Tokyo. It's the first time Washington has given such explicit support on the issue, as Lorna Shattuck reports from the U.S. Capitol.
Mr. Obama arrived in Japan on Wednesday for a trip meant to show that the U.S. is committed to its partners in the region, even as China becomes more assertive. The recent annexation of the Crimea by Russia has sparked concern in the region about the extent of U.S. political will to protect Asian allies. This latest statement over the Senkaku Islands, called the Diaoyu Islands by China, seems aimed at reassuring Tokyo that the U.S. would come to its defense if Beijing were to attempt to seize the territory.
Rival Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah say they're aiming to reconcile and form an interim unity government within the next few weeks. The joint announcement was made by Fatah's Azam al-Ahmed, the envoy of internationally recognized Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and the prime minister of the Hamas group, Ismail Haniyeh. They said general elections may be held as early as December. This is not the first time the groups have attempted to reconcile, and the announcement is likely to complicate ongoing troubled talks between Palestine and Israel. The U.S., EU, and Israel say Hamas is a terrorist organization. Israel's already pulled out of a negotiation meeting in response, and previously, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said President Mahmoud Abbas could either find peace with Hamas or with the Israelis, but not with both. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The head of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, says Sao Paulo's delayed stadium will only be ready for this year's World Cup at the last minute. Two fatal accidents and a host of other delays have raised questions over Brazil's readiness to host the tournament, which kicks off on June 12th. The U.S. government says it's appalled and horrified by the killings in South Sudan, which were apparently motivated by ethnic differences. The UN estimates hundreds of people seeking sanctuary were gunned down by rebels, and ongoing violence has forced 1 million to flee their homes. Here's Priscilla Huff from Washington.
The Obama administration is putting South Sudan's President Salva Kiir on notice. The cycle of violence must end. The White House blames hate speech broadcast on radio and says the victims were apparently targeted for their ethnicity, condemning the violence in the strongest of terms. The statement from the American president called it an abomination, appalling and horrifying.
And a Twitter outreach campaign by the New York City Police Department has backfired after users responded by posting negative images of police officers. That response went viral, quickly becoming a trending topic on the social media network. Iris Spitzer has more from New York.
It began innocently enough. The police department posted a picture of two friendly-looking officers posing with a civilian, then asked users to tweet similar photos and add the hashtag MyNYPD. However, people quickly began responding with images of police brutality and misconduct using the department's own hashtag. New York police have long had an uneasy relationship with some communities, made worse in recent years by their use of the controversial stop-and-frisk policing technique. The NYPD seemed to take it in stride, though. After the campaign went viral, the police department issued a response saying that the uncensored exchange and open dialogue were good for the city.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.